We have more indications now that this methane problem is a serious ticking time bomb, almost literally, under the Gulf. I heard an update a couple days ago by our Captain Sweeney, which has kind of passed everybody else by, and that is that on rig number one, remember they're drilling two relief wells.
Two. One's getting close.
And one is within like 20 feet, they think, of the original well bore. That's the rig that Sweeney reported the other night, George, that they've closed all the lower deck.
That's right.
Because of methane, and are giving everybody gas masks. Because now it's not the methane alone. The methane is kind of like a carrier, but it's the benzene, the toluene, the methyl cyanide, there's a huge, cocktail of very bizarre hydrogen sulfide of gases that if you get them even in a brief whiff above a certain incredibly tiny amount, you die. If you don't die right away, you'll die of cancer, particularly from benzene and hydrogen sulfide.
What advice would you give folks down that, in
Please,
that region?
Go visit grandma. Get out of the Gulf region of Mexico because the feds are not telling you the real dangers. This is how I know. When Sweeney reported that they were giving gas masks to those workers, think what's going on, George. You've got the relief well now drilling first vertically down, then slantwise in toward the original well.
They've got to hit that pipe, right?
Then they're going to go down parallel to that well to, I think it's another 900 to 1,000 feet. If they're within 20 feet and they're being overwhelmed with gas on that rig, methane, that means the well casing is in tatters, as I said weeks ago.
Yes, you did.
And the methane is leaking sideways into the formation through the rock.
Man, are these,
let me repeat that. It's leaking through the rock because the rock is not solid. It's porous. All right. It has umpteen billions of little tiny holes in it, which is what holds the oil and gas in these formations anyway. It's not a big, huge underground cavity. It's basically rock with lots and lots of little tiny holes. So if they're 20 feet away and they're being overwhelmed by methane coming up the bore of the relief well, can you imagine the pressures if they break through? Will they be able to do what their plan is, which is to send down drilling mud and then cement and basically back up like an old drain?
These people are on a ticking time bomb.
They're on a ticking time bomb, and the fact that Sweeney was able to report from his sources that methane is now overwhelming that relief well rig, so they're closing all the lower decks because, they don't want people trapped, obviously, in a room with no air. And they're also giving them gas masks because of all the incredible toxic gases that come out with the methane as part of crude from those depths. I mean, this is by no way you can look at this. Is this situation normal, business as usual? And the fact that the feds aren't all over this and demanding the BP be open and transparent and give us the mud logs, we critically need the mud log data.